morning and welcome to Wellspring, a service of Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital on 1450 WHTC, your hometown station.
Nice to have you here, Brent.
Hello, how are you doing, Sarah?
Great.
Should I jump in and say, hi, it's Sarah Doctorsler from...
No, that's fine.
I'm not. You know, I'm no Juke Van Oss. I'm trying hard.
You're doing a great job.
Just got big shoes to fill. How are you doing today?
We're doing great. Okay. And we are excited to tell everyone about the need for blood donations, because every 2 seconds, someone needs one. This morning, my guest is Kristen Noss from Michigan Blood. She's here to give you the facts about blood, blood needs, and how to donate blood. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning.
Some people may not be familiar with Michigan Blood. Tell us about the organization.
I know. Isn't that kind of crazy? We've been around for over 50 years in the state of Michigan. We started in the state of Michigan. We service the state of Michigan, over 30% of the blood supply. And we have five major regions in the state. And you're looking at Grand Rapids and also Kalamazoo and St. Joe area, Zeeland as well, Traverse City, and then also the east side of the state. That would be the Great Lakes Bay region. So you have Saginaw, Bay City, Midland, and Flint. So we're pretty darn spread out across the state of Michigan, taking care of your Michigan hospitals.
And what's your role at Michigan Blood?
My role is public relations and anything else under the sun when it comes to marketing and community relations and all that good stuff.
You know, every day people's lives are changed because someone donated blood. Mm-hmm. And you've said you've been there for 10 years. Tell us about some of the stories of people who have benefited from blood.
I know a child who wasn't even 24 hours old and had a full transfusion, because a baby only has generally a cup of blood running through their body at any point in time. And basically they had two transfusions that completely switched over their entire blood supply twice. So if you think about it that way, your pint, your unit of blood when you donate can go to a small itty-bitty little infant like that. And your pint, think about it, it is a literal pint. So take a look at that amount and then realize that just a day-old child has just one cup sitting in their body.
If you have a question, you may call WHTC at 395-1450. That's 395-1450. You've been talking about a pint of blood.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about it for a child, but a single blood donation can actually save three lives.
It can save up to three lives if there's a process called pooling as well. And what happens is you have three different things that make up your blood. That would be plasma, which lasts up to a year if frozen. You have your red blood cells, which last up to 42 days when refrigerated. And then you have these little buggers called platelets. Platelets only last 5 days. If you take a look at that gallon of milk in your fridge, unless you have like four children or something, most of the time it lasts a week in your fridge. Now think of that bag of platelets. It only lasts 5 days, and it takes us 2 days to process. So that's one of the major reasons why we need people to come on out and donate every 56 days.
So what blood type is needed most?
The blood type that we don't have on the shelf that the hospital says they want. But right now, that normally is it's O positive and O negative. O positive being the most prominent blood type in the area, and then O negative being the universal donor. So in emergency situations, anybody can accept O negative.
So who can give blood?
Anybody. As long as you're at least 16 years of age with parental permission, or 17 years of age without parental permission and older, there is no age gap. There is no age cap. As long as you're relatively healthy, 110 pounds or more, yes, we need you to at least be of a decent size if we're going to take a full unit of blood out of you. And in decent health, there's a darn good chance that you're able to donate blood with us.
You know, are there any reasons why you can't give blood? What if you have high blood pressure?
Okay, well, if you have high blood pressure and you are on medication but the high blood pressure is under control, most likely you're good to go. There are many, many reasons why people get what we know as deferred. Sometimes travel. Let's say you went into a malarious area and you went on a mission trip. Then it's basically a year deferral from the date that you get back in the United States. And there are some medications that we don't allow, some blood thinners, etc. But no matter what, even if you question it, come on out, attempt to donate. We'll tell you right then and there. And even if we say no, we'll give you juice and cookies.
What if you take baby aspirin?
What if you take baby aspirin? Okay, I know this is a crazy question. People are like, what's up with the whole aspirin thing? Now, if you donate whole blood, aspirin is not a problem. Now, if you do our process called apheresis, which is a single donation, it's a single product donation. As I said, your pint can be separated into three parts. If you do what's known as our apheresis process, you only have one part that is donated. You'll sit in the chair for a little bit longer. You're attached to a machine. So what happens is the machine draws out the blood, puts it in a centrifuge, spins it around, and then sends that specific product, whether it be red blood cells or platelets or plasma, into the bag, and then takes the rest of your fluid and processes it back into your body.
Very interesting. Do you have to be a certain age to give blood? And how often can you do it?
No, you don't have to. Well, you have to be a certain age. You have to be at least 16 years of age or older.
Okay.
And if you're 16, by state law, you need parental permission. But if you're 17 or older, you do not need parental permission. Mm-hmm. You're allowed to donate every 56 days. You're eligible to donate every 56 days. So basically every 8 weeks.
So at 8 months, I'm a little overdue.
I'm surprised you're not, like, all big and swollen and stuff from being – we need to tap you, but yes.
Like the whole tap me. am I a maple tree? Tap that guy. All right, looks like we have a phone call coming in. Good morning. Did you want to be on Wellspring this morning?
Yeah, I got a question.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, go ahead.
Can you get blood if you had hepatitis when you were a young lad?
You cannot. That is one thing that will get you deferred is unfortunately being hepatitis positive.
Okay, thank you.
But thank you very much for being willing. And if you're willing to donate blood but you aren't eligible to donate blood, we do also have volunteer opportunities. If you like to chat with people and serve juice and cookies, I'm sure Sarah would be able to hook you up with a volunteer coordinator.
We certainly can. You know, some people just say, I don't want to give blood because I'm afraid of needles.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say to people like that who might be listening?
Oh, well, there's a lot of things that we can possibly say to that person. First of all, you got to kind of take an assessment of what that person is all about. And the second question would, in my mind, would be, okay, what about needles scares you? Is it the poke? Is it the actual needle itself? Is it the process? And depending on that answer, I can very easily look at you, Sarah, and say, if you look at me and say, hey, you know what, it's that poke really bothers me. I can immediately come back with, well, I have a small feeling it will be a lot less painful than those earrings that you have in your ears right now.
Plus, having needles gotten a lot more teeny tiny on the tip, and the pain is not nearly what it used to be?
There is a slight poke. I'm not going to lie.
Sure.
It's a needle going into your through your skin, so there is a little bit of a poke. But at the same time, that poke is very fleeting. The pain is very, very minimal, and you sit there for less than 10 minutes to fill a bag, and you save a life.
That's not bad at all. Good morning. You're on Wellspring. Did you want to talk to our guest?
Yes, I did. What's the best way to find out where the closest blood drive is?
Very, very easy. All you have to do is go onto our website at miblood.org, and there's a big button right on that front page that says find a blood drive near you. And you can put in a zip code, you can put in a radius, you can put in anything that you want, and it will find you something within the next week or two or three, depending on how much you want to drill down that information.
Fantastic. Thank you.
And I just do want to say that Zeeland Community Hospital is having a blood drive on Monday. That's this coming Monday.
You
it's going to
are.
Be from 11:30 to 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
So we would welcome anyone to come and give blood.
Ooh, definitely. And you're going to get a free T-shirt. We were able to get some free T-shirts for our donors that day as well. So you're going to get a wonderful, cool, gray, very, very, very soft, yummy T-shirt that says Lifetime Donor on it.
Soft, yummy T-shirt?
Well, yeah. Don't you have those favorite T-shirts that you just wear all the time because they're so soft, and when you put them on, you just go, ah.
Kristen, I'm in radio. All I have is radio station T-shirts. You know that.
Then all you have is beefy tees. I've got one better for you. Come on Monday. We'll get you hooked up.
I'll be there. I'm due to give.
You know, what if someone has been turned down before? Should they still come?
Oh, gosh, yes. My Lord, things change all the time. Medications change all the time. Travel changes all the time. Now, if you're looking at the biggie, which a lot of people is iron, basically what we want you to do is boost up your iron supply. Total Raisin Bran, something like that that is food soluble, has 100% of your daily supply of iron. Eat that for breakfast for a couple of days, maybe 3, maybe 4 days. Maybe toss in a glass of orange juice with it as well, not into the cereal because that tastes kind of icky. But drink that orange juice because it helps absorb the iron into your bloodstream, into your system. And then come on out and try again. That's what we ask.
It's also important for people to drink water, isn't it?
Yes, be very, very hydrated, because there are sometimes it can cause complications that your blood's not flowing as fast as it possibly should because you're not as well lubricated as you possibly need to be. And next thing you know is the drip stops into the bag and we've got to either start over or we have to just stop entirely.
So how long does the whole donation process take?
The entire donation process, from the time you walk in the door and say hello to one of our registrants and then fill out the information, make sure that your information is correct, go through the health screening, then say hello to our donor services staff and get poked by that needle, it's about 60 minutes from start to finish, including the juice and cookies and the free T-shirt at the end.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love that part.
You got to love it. I mean, come on. Where else can you get windmill cookies? An unlimited supply.
Unlimited. You guys are so great about that.
You
can
mean
I have just another cookie, please?
You
sure,
may.
Now get out of here.
Well, and it's important to have that refreshment. I know I've done it before. I give blood.
Definitely.
Before I donate, they always ask me to drink some water.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I'm finished, they make certain I drink the juice and
yep.
the water. And it's right. I've had more than the two of those windmill cookies.
Well, think about it. You lose a pound when you donate a unit of blood. So you got to replenish yourself.
You do.
Somehow,
you lose
some
a pound, Kristen?
You lose a pound.
I'm giving blood. I am there. I need to lose a few of those.
So how is someone going to feel after they give blood?
Well, it all depends on the person. I mean, if you're generally active to begin with, then you did the proper things like eating a proper meal before you come on out to make sure that everything, your equilibrium is all, and your blood sugar levels are nice and even, and then you have that water so you're properly hydrated. You should feel pretty darn decent. I mean, number one, you should feel fantastic because of the fact that you just saved a life. But physically, you should feel pretty decent because I kind of see your donating blood is an oil change for your body,
mm-hmm.
if you think about it, because you replenish it yourself. It's your platelets and your plasma are generally replenished within 24 to 48 hours from the moment that you donate, and your red blood cells. That's why it takes about 56 days for you to get back to be able to donate, is because it takes that long for your red blood cells to regenerate.
Can you designate your blood for a certain person?
You can, but that's called a directed donation, and that's only needed if somebody is going into the hospital and it's a family match and all that good stuff. So generally the doctor will write up some type of piece of paperwork and you bring it into one of our blood drives or our main donor center, and we'll take care of it from there.
So Zealand's having a blood drive on Monday. What's the goal?
30 units. We want 30 units to walk out that door.
And I think we have a call.
I don't think we have time.
We have time for a call.
We'll take it off air.
Let's do that. Sounds good.
Well, thank you for being here today, Kristen. If you've never given blood before, we hope you will consider being a donor. Zealand Community Hospital is sponsoring a drive this Monday, October 14, from 11:30 to 5:30. That's 11:30 to 5:30. As Kristen said, our goal is to collect 30 units of blood, so we need you to come. To register, you can go to michiganblood.org. Until next week, Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital wishes you well.
Thank you, ladies. Have a great day. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for listening to Wellspring, a service of Spectrum Health, Zealand Community Hospital, on 1450 WHTC, your hometown station.